It's a salamander.
Now, we've talked a little before about when they castrate a bull. Do they make a delicacy out of that? They would fry that up, perhaps?
Some of them do.
What would that be called?
Mountain oysters.
Okay. And something that's caught all along the Gulf Coast, a little crustacean, I guess, that's pink, and you could buy them by the pound. Those are called about the size?
Shrimp.
Yeah. Shrimp?
Okay. You ever get those or buy those?
Mel does. I don't.
Okay. We're flying now. Now we're into weather and vegetation. What do you call it, or what is it outside when you can just barely see? London's famous for it.
Haze, fog.
Okay. And those white things up in the sky are?
Clouds.
And maybe you could tell me if you have a special terms or different types of summer storms first and then winter storms or wind storms, all three of those.
Well, you usually can tell a snow cloud and a hail cloud, windstorm, wind clouds.
Now, do they have different names for these types of storms? Or like a heavy downpour, what would it be in the summertime?
Thunderstorms, lightning storms. Say that.
Thunderstorms or lightning storms. Uh-huh. You see, sometimes the lightning comes right down, sometimes it's sheet lightning.
Uh-huh.
And your blizzards and winter blizzards.
Now, have you ever heard of a blue norther or a northerner?
The old blue northern storms come in on the ground.
Well, I guess they do, but I'm not out that much.
Oh, but you've heard of them.
Okay, so a bad...
Describe it to
me. Yeah, maybe you could tell me about that structure. Is it different
they
than a
just
blizzard?
Kind of... Well, a blizzard just blows in. It's snow, and you just blow in the snow, but...
Cold blue northerns you see, they just roll in like a fog. You can see them coming right on the ground, and they carry a lot of snow and they're cold.
And would they use that term here or not so much? The blue?
Well, Maryland's out more than I am. I'm not out that much.
Northerns, we talk about them a lot.
So you would call it
northern snow.
I see. Okay. What about a Chinook? Have you ever heard of that? What is that?
It's a warm wind. Uh-huh. It'll freeze you.
What time of year?
In the wintertime, mostly.
I do. Is it...
last of January, 1st of March.
Well, let's see.
You should tell him those things when I say them. I don't know whether he knows or not.
Yeah, I need to have her say those things.
Oh, well, they come in January and 1st of March then. But that's what they are. They're a warm wind. They'll melt the snow, but they'll freeze you.
Okay. Are there different terms for the different types of snow or for ice you would use to describe?
Sleet.
Okay.
And then we have a little pebble sometimes. I guess that's a sleet, too.
Okay, that's different than hail.
Yeah. It comes in the wintertime. And then we have a wet snows, dry snow, and sometimes they just kind of blow in. You can just like waves are coming in.
Now, do they ever call the dry snow, they ever call that powder, or is that just in Utah they call it that?
Well, they call it powder snow here, too.
Tell us about the snow fleas.
Yeah, we have snow fleas. Sometimes after a storm, the sun shines on them, they'll just be covered with little black fleas.
Fleas?
Mm-hmm.
Animals? Little insects?
Just live, they hop, and just little black fleas about one size of
just,
flea, and I've seen them fill a cow track. Oh, they just get black on the snow.
That's amazing. Snow fleas.